Hi, everybody, and welcome back to another day and another bite-sized political podcast. Hope you will enjoy this one. Hope you enjoyed the live stream we done last night. And also, I've started to do Twitter Spaces, where if you follow me on Twitter from time to time, probably reasonably regularly, actually, I can go live on Twitter. You can come in to the conversation as well, and we can discuss things together. But anyway, we'll get more into that at another time. What I wanted to talk to you about was the heroic Boris Johnson. Yeah, Boris Johnson. You know, remember yesterday we talked about the fact that Putin, you know, Hitler in Moscow, he was going to apparently drop a nuke on Boris's head. Well, the Boris Johnson PSYOP, I'm a Victim sequel, has fallen so flat on its face. It's hilarious. So let's chat about this one, shall we, Boris and that Russian missile? So we've already seen the China COVID sequel go terribly wrong for the cabal. You've seen that in recent weeks, you know, oh, China, oh my God, the provinces, everyone's dropping dead with the COVID because they lifted zero tolerance of any restrictions. Actually, turns out everything in China's fine. It was all bull, as we said here. Kept talking about it. Everything you're seeing coming out of China, everything they're reporting on, it's a lie. Now we have Boris Johnson in the intensive care unit with the COVID sequel gone wrong. You see, the second sequel took the form of the absolutely scum British media rolling out a laughable story about Putin threatening to blow up Boris Johnson with a missile. This time, our spoiled brat Etonian hero was going to have to cheat death, not from a virus, but from a missile. I mean, it's laughable. Oh, first time round, he didn't quite dodge COVID because he totally got it. It was totally authentic when he went into hospital, definitely. And it's just as totally authentic that he's dodged this alleged missile threat from Putin. It's pathetic. The problem the cabal had was that the public seemed to think that this idea was very funny and became more sympathetic to Putin, not less. And so within 48 hours, the story's been shelved, never to be taken out again. You see, this is what we do. We laugh at them. We laugh whenever they brought out, oh, so you're not taking COVID seriously. Well, maybe you'll take monkeypox seriously. And we all laughed. And, oh, well, you're not taking COVID seriously. Well, we're going to have to show you, look at China. China, there's billions of people dying in China. And we laughed. And now, oh, you're not taking the Ukrainian war seriously. Right. Well, look at Putin. He's going to threaten to blow up Boris Johnson. And we laughed. This is the point. The kite has been flown and the kite has been pulled down very, very quickly. Boris Johnson said in the short video clip that Putin was cold and detached, that he wasn't really listening, and said he could kill Johnson within a minute using a missile. In other words, Putin was behaving as one would expect a man completely exasperated by having to deal with compulsive and serial liars like Boris Johnson. I mean, Boris Johnson and the truth are but passing acquaintances, and you don't even have to stick to the political world. Ask his two former wives just how trustworthy this man is. So the British public, I think, felt that poor old Putin having to put up with Boris. I mean, they're sick of it. We're all sick of it. That's why the mainstream media publishing a story about the prospect of Putin launching missiles at the globalists became both cathartic and amusing. The story placed at the top of the Daily Mail website was headlined, quote, Boris, I don't want to hurt you, but with a missile, it would only take a minute. Former Prime Minister reveals Vladimir Putin's threat to assassinate him after he warned Russian dictator not to invade Ukraine. In social media, there is a concept known as ratioing. Ratioing. That's when it pretty much all goes bad. And it's happened to me a few times. So, you know, I know the feeling when you get ratioed. If there are a negligible number of shares and a huge number of negative comments, the story has been ratioed. This story has had, in the Daily Mail, which is a huge selling newspaper, it's had just over 200 shares. It has had more than 4,000 comments, the bulk of which are negative. Many of these suggest, brilliant, that Mr. Putin would be doing the world a favor if there was an ounce of substance to this story. Commentator Call65 writes underneath the story, quote, "It's getting like this Daily Star here with its headlines. Commentator Blue Tory wrote, "It's worse. People actually believe them here." Another commentator writes, is Boris known for telling the truth? And finally, a poster called Cherry Brandy Girl notes, "Remember that story, the boy who cried wolf?" And isn't that the truth? Not just of Johnson, but of course, the entire mainstream media itself. If people have not yet realized that big media uses fear to drive behavior, there's nothing we can do for them. There's no hope left. If you haven't realized at this point that big media is predominantly a mechanism to use fear to drive, to control your behavior, then you know, you've missed the point, because it is all about creating narratives and driving narratives and reinforcing narratives. That's what this story was supposed to be about. But luckily, the people have seen through Johnson's pathetic story and the rubbish sequel about the pantomime people falling down in Wuhan. In truth, they should never have been given such credulity to big media in the first instance. When you see a fear this, do this narrative, be wary. That's, you know, that's the moral to come out of this one. In fact, I would nearly say, when you see a fear this, do this narrative, do the opposite. You probably won't go wrong. And then last of all, finally, just consider this. Do you remember the public outpouring of sympathy for Johnson when he pretended to have COVID? I mean, I vividly remember this. I remember doing a live stream on the Monday when he had been in hospital over the weekend. And yes, you know, back then we didn't know what was happening. At that point, I hadn't completely seen through it. I thought, well, it's possible he was ill. I'm now absolutely certain that he wasn't, by the way. But I wonder if, in the event that Vladimir Putin launched a missile at Boris Johnson, we would have seen that half-naked old bloke banging on a saucepan at his front door again. I don't think so. It simply doesn't bear thinking about. As they used to say at the end of Crime Watch, don't have nightmares. When it comes to this, definitely don't have nightmares. As I said, Johnson, they flew this kite. It's absolutely crashed on them. It's wonderful to see. The media will now just basically, as they always do, because they're such a disgrace, they're going to just shut this down and pretend it never happened. But it did. We laughed at it, just as we keep laughing at them. And we're going to keep doing that here. Listen, thank you so much for listening. And hope to catch up with you folks real soon. Bye for now.